we do want to bring up Katie, who is the winner of this contest. So please put your hands together for Katie Work.
I happened to look on the Pittsburgh Positive Athlete website, and I saw the contest, and so I was like, oh, I should enter it. So then I did, because I strongly stand for that. So then I entered, and then they called me a few days later and told me I won. With technology getting bigger, I feel that it's important because, like, I was just driving the other day down the highway and I saw at least 5 people texting. I realized that it's really dangerous. I really hope the message gets across to at least several people because it's really dangerous, and I wouldn't want, like, my friend or any of my loved ones to lose their life because of something so silly.
Everybody, please put your hands together for Charlie Batch.
I'm here because I believe in what you are trying to do. And this whole program, the AT&T It Can Wait campaign, you know, it means a lot to me because it's something that you all may look at and you might say, it may apply to me. You want to know what? It doesn't apply to me. When I look at this phone, I have a decision to make when I'm driving in a car. But when you take something as simple as taking a text and sending that, and you don't, when you're driving and you're at a point right now, you don't know what happens after that, that's crazy. It makes you think. It really does make you think. What makes you think that AT&T, one of the largest providers out there, where they make their money off texting, is telling you they don't want you to text while you're driving? Because they understand that safety is important first. Thank you, Caitlin, for that encouraging essay, for making this day happen. Because without you, it wouldn't happen. So thank you.